Good morning. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Yup.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Always, baby. Especially when you wake up on this side.
Hey. Yes. I know waking beside, you know, beside of me. That's what y'all talking about. Like,
I didn't wake up beside you.
I mean,
that ain't what I said.
I don't mean beside.
I mean, no. This side of the dirt.
I mean, beside of me.
That ain't what you said.
Woke up and y'all were beside
of me. No, that ain't
me.
What she said.
You know what I mean.
I don't read between no lines.
Something ugly on this beautiful day.
I'm looking at something.
You want to read between the lines? Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That three-finger salute turned into a one-finger.
And I knew it quickly.
How was you guys
week? Get it out
week?
Your throat.
You know what? Sometimes you just can't be nice to people. Sometimes you just can't be nice to people.
It's going to be one of them days, y'all.
That part. Yeah. It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day.
Hey. How was your day, Larry? I mean, your week, Larry. Larry, week.
I was gone last week, so I got 2 weeks to recap.
Good.
Last weekend was good. Got to hang out with my brother and went laid eyes on Pop.
Okay.
Nice.
So, yeah, we everything good. You know what I'm saying? But he good. Mm-hmm. He ain't changing. Work the following week. Yeah. My week went by quick, you know what I'm saying?
that's
what I like, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like my week went by pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And like, man, I did like 8 loads this week.
Mm. How many do you usually do? What's your baseline?
5, maybe 6.
Okay.
So it's basically like 1 a day. Yeah.
1.25.
Yeah,
so I got 8 loads in this week, and the week went by quick, so I'm like, yeah, all right.
Okay. So next week is the week to be like, hey, man, let me hold something.
No diggity. No doubt.
Let me hold something.
Bill man going to get that.
I know, that's right. I hate Mr. Bill. Though.
Nah, that's all right. Nah, I ain't missing no Bill. Nah, I'm catching up, man. I'm cleaning shit out, boy.
I said I hate Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill in the mail.
M-I-S-T-R, period.
Courage.
Yes.
Mr. Bill is awesome. As long as you able to pay him,
yeah,
he is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Because that means you are independent.
I ain't gonna say he awesome, but yeah, it is nice to be able to not have to have Mr. Bill on your back.
Mr. Light Bill, Mr. Water Bill, yeah. Mr. Mortgage Bill. Mm. I love them guys, man.
I ain't gonna say that.
Him. Mr. Water Bill.
I deal with him.
Hey, once again.
Preach it, Larry.
Mr. Waterbill came the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something mature. I'm going to pay you really, really early. Because as soon as it came in the mail, I just said, $15.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Yo, what?
Mm. Yeah, $15.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
I got a smart deadbolt lock now on my front door, and I put it in.
Look at that.
Was nice. Yeah. Fingerprint.
App on the phone.
Nicely
done.
It was so nice. Juan come to pick me up yesterday, man. And I was like, Juan, I ain't got no keys. You know what? I don't need them. I ain't driving. I don't need no keys.
Welcome, man. I love mine.
Boy,
you too, Juan. Bow. Get up. Pow.
I got keys.
I rolled up. You know what I'm saying? Put my little app.
Yep.
Swipe, unlock, and lock.
Just make sure you keep
the next step, though.
Batteries charged.
Slippery slope. As you was up, it's a slippery slope you're just stepping on. If you're stepping on,
yeah.
Because the next step is to set up some automations where you don't even have to put in your thumb. It's just, when I get home, unlock the door for me. When I leave home, lock the door.
Hey.
Well,
I will have to agree with you because I talked a lot of junk in the beginning, and now I got my lights. You know, they set on timers. I can cut them on and off, and you know, yeah, it is slippery. Mm. Keep your grip though. Wear cleats.
I'm thinking now I'm gonna redo my camera system.
Okay.
Is what I'm thinking I'm gonna do next. Yeah. I'm thinking about switching off of what I got.
So fancy.
I'm definitely
I'm doing Blink, so I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Me too. I got Blink too. Yeah. I'm blinking right now.
Lord have mercy.
No, anyway, I do have Blink.
Anyway, I know. Want some cameras? I might have some for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where I'm gonna put them at?
Around your place.
Everywhere.
I have to have people put things up, Chris.
Huh? I can't see.
You got Blink too?
I went blind.
Yeah. You got Blink.
His Blink stopped. Yeah. In the on position. He had his eyes closed.
It was on the off.
No, on. The Blink was on. Oh, you got stuck in the Blink.
There you go.
That's see? A shame.
But yeah, So what else? Yeah. It's time for yard work again.
Don't talk about that, man.
Man, I can't help it.
It's here. I contemplated mowing the other day.
Yeah, I contemplated mowing about 3 times last week. Didn't do it not a damn time.
I swear, me neither.
Hey, I'm contemplating again today. Damn, boy.
Tearing up your little phone, ain't you?
Can't take him nowhere. Just tearing up shit just because.
Just because you can. That phone was 20 pounds, wasn't it?
It felt like it. It sounded like it. Anywho.
Told Bentley nerves up.
I think I'm going to try to get an early start on the garden issue, too.
An
earlier start. I've been thinking about, like me and you had talked about, I'm going to try to terrace it. I'm trying to think about the best way to do that. Terrace. I think what I'm just going to do,
We don't need no more terrorists than a...
No.
Not terrorists. You stupid.
Lord,
so stupid.
Okay.
Somebody got a lover.
That's my week.
That's my
week. How was your week, Chris? Juan, I'm going to talk to you about that later. You know what I'm saying? I might need your woodworking skills.
So, my week was it was good. Okay. You know, so I ain't got no complaints. As usual, work's been working. Life's been lifing.
Yes.
And I'm still kicking. Yes. 10 toes down. As ugly as they are, holding my fat ass up.
Thank you, God, for them monkey toes.
And we moving forward. Yes.
Thank you, God, for them monkey feet.
Shut up. I thank him too, Kim. Don't play. I thank him too. They might look. What they say on the color purple? They might be ugly.
Yes.
But day's here.
Day is definitely
day is
praise
here.
Praise God. Day is here. Jesus.
Yeah. You just keep moving. Pretty feet in my eyes.
And they stop. They tell me, who we talking to? He talking about us.
Talking about me. I felt them twitch like, you know, they didn't know what was going on. Anyway. No, but it's good. But I have to agree with you, Larry. The yard work is here. Yeah. Now, matter of fact, the other weekend, I went out there and blew up leaves and burnt some. You know, from last year.
I love a good fire.
Hey, man. So, it ain't over, as you can see.
Our yard guys was putting out mulch the other day.
They wanted. My yard guy was putting out mulch the other day, too.
But I got work to do.
Mulch in my yard now. Black
yeah,
mulch.
Definitely got work to do.
Yeah. So, must have been wearing a special on that.
Right? Anyway. But week was good. Everything's lovely. You know.
It's beautiful.
Still here on God's green earth. And get up every day, go to work.
Thank you, job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's about it for me. You know, I don't do much of nothing. Sit back, sip on something, smoke on something. Just chill, live life.
Twiddle them ugly toes.
Whoo, every damn chance I get. Spread them bastards, you hear me, if you ain't careful.
You need some
even
sauce.
Though one kind of tucks under.
You need some socks like mine, see.
I can't wear them.
You need
like
to.
Them individual toe socks. You my feet to. Won't allow that.
Yeah, I love me some toe socks.
My feet are like, no, nigga, we hangs together tight. You hear me? Tight.
That's how
they
look too,
Chris. They like puppies. They just like to lay hey, on each other.
When they say, me and you will never part.
I bet you got to take the wash rag and take it in between there like thread it through your toes.
Hey, and by the way, I don't use a washcloth. I use an African
You said African. That is some.
No, they've got, it's like the African bath towels, which is like a long luther with rope on the side. It's like it's an exfoliator.
I better be getting even hung between them things.
Boy, it gets all of that fungi in it.
That's what those things are called? African bath towels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like an oversized sponge with rope on the side, and it works very well.
Yeah, I just thought they was called loofah back rubbers.
No.
I thought it was called loofah back
rubbers. But they work very well, and I love them. And I can tell a difference, though, because, you know, I like a hard scrub.
You like a hard scrub. That's what they all say.
Anyway. But yeah, I'm good.
You've liked a couple of hard scrubs in your life, you know. And how was your week, baby?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. There's no shame in my game, but I have overcame. I've overcame. Well, my week, it was interesting. I hit a deer, and
did you get the meat?
No, I got mad. That's all I got was mad.
Like on your way to work or on your way back from work?
Yeah, I was on my way to take my car to the shop to get my air conditioning checked. And it's so crazy because there was a box truck in front of me. And, you know, we seen the deer on the side of the street. And they were like playing like Frogger. Yeah, they were playing like Frogger. Like,
one like they get ready to go in for double dutch.
Yeah. So then that truck slowed down. Of course, I slowed down behind the truck.
Evidently, you didn't slow down.
Okay, cool. No problem. So we go up the street. Wasn't even a quarter of a mile. So it's some space between me and the white truck. And then their cousin, George, want to come and just, he don't stop. He just boom. And it's like, boom. I said, oh, fudge.
How you know his name was George?
Because he looked like he was curious.
That's when she was choking him out. Hey. He was like, I want my mama.
Because he fucked around and found out.
That was an inappropriate joke. That was an inappropriate joke.
He's so stupid. He fucked around. You're terrible.
He fucked around and found out. That's why he was curious, George.
Yeah.
So he did like $3,000 worth of damage.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, that's that. But my air conditioner's working now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
and you know that your car is worth more than $3,000. Yes. They would have totaled the bitch.
Exactly.
It's worth more than you know that, but you good know, deal. Just happy to have my air conditioner working, and I'm ready for the summer. It ain't gonna be a hot girl summer.
Hey,
well, it's gonna be a hot girl summer in air conditioner. Mm-hmm.
So you hit the deer, and the air conditioner started.
No, I was on my way to an appointment.
I know
right?
The way she said it. She never made it. She didn't say I hit the deer, and I went on about my business.
I finally made it to the shop. So when I got to the shop, you know, it was like an older white guy. And he was like,
you got bigger problems than your air conditioner, miss.
No, I was out there like
you
trying to take pictures.
You got deer ass in your fender.
For the insurance, because I thought I needed to take pictures, you know. And he said, what you doing, honey? I was like, I'm taking pictures. I hit a deer. He said, oh, deer. I said, that's the same thing I said. You know? And he says, well, you got her. I looked at my car. I had like deer fur all on my back window.
Oh, shoot.
Like all over the, yeah. I said,
you need to collect that. You make like a fur cap.
Well, I made Chris a toupee.
Oh, is that? Your beard does look a little fuller.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Don't.
Very true.
I was wondering what that musk smell was coming from.
It's called Eau de Eau de Toilette. You know.
But, my God.
Yeah. But,
thought it was a new cologne. You know, I ain't
the bust. But, you know, other than that, it was just work as usual. So, hopefully I'll get my car fixed this week and, you know, and it'll really be well. It'll be well. And when the deer hit my car, like I said, my air condition got fixed, you know, after the fact. The guy says, we're going to have to put you another air conditioned condenser or a compressor or something.
Condenser.
I said, oh, okay, well, thanks. I'm thinking, that damn deer was trying to take my air condition away. But, you know.
He said, I'm not hearing these hot ass words.
Yeah, you might as well be hot too. But other than that.
I'm hot. You hot.
Everybody's going to be hot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, The week was a great week. Juan, how awesome!
He's
just chomping at the bit. He's ready. Go, Juan.
Oh, and I forgot. But anyway, just go ahead and I'll pick it back up.
Okay.
So yeah, week was great.
How great was it?
By fast. I did not get as much done as I would have liked to have gotten done. But it was still pretty good. It was a lot of meetings. I think I had more meetings last week than I've had in a long time. And I hate meetings because meetings don't let me do work. I like to do work. I don't like to meet about talking about the potential of things that we should be doing. And that's what meetings amount to. And that'll suck. I like to work. But
he likes to work.
Yeah. I like what I do. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't get to do what I do if I'm in a stupid meeting.
Understood.
But not stupid meeting, but, you know.
A non-productive meeting.
Yeah. It takes away from me being productive. I like to produce. Yeah.
He likes to produce.
Yeah. Made additional progress with my local AI assistant.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Enlighten us.
So what it's doing now, those of you that like saw the Instagram post from last week, that was totally AI generated. Mm-hmm. So what the assistant is doing is after I edit the podcast, it is automatically finding the file that I upload. It's transcribing the entire episode, and it's giving me suggested social media posts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's really neat, because I thought Juan did that.
Yeah, it's not me. That was not me this past week. Probably really? Won't be me that going forward as long as it keeps giving me decent, interesting stuff that makes me actually think it's listening.
Okay.
Because, yeah, the whole Fire Marshal Bill thing, totally AI generated. Okay. That was pretty cool.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just continuing to refine that. I have it, you know, giving me like daily briefings and stuff like that where it recaps news, which is why I have news topics for the week.
Yay.
Got it like tracking just random stuff that I'm interested in, like in, you know, in real life. Okay. So yeah, this is a
nice.
Pretty this is a next level type stuff. I had it I was telling Tanya, I was like, you know, I'm like this close to feeling like Tony Stark at this point.
Uh-oh.
Because, like, I have it helping me, I was just typing in stuff because I communicate with it through Telegram. So I'm just, like, typing in a message. I'm like, hey, are you able to help me with, because, you know, I've been trying to build, like, a little handheld cyber deck for a minute. So I'm like, can you help me with that? And they were like, of course. And so I was like, what are the dimensions of your compute unit? What are the dimensions of your screen? What do you have a keyboard? Blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, so this is the, I'm just like sending it web links. I'm like, this is the compute module that I'm using. This is the screen that I'm using. I haven't decided on a keyboard yet. This is what I'm thinking. So it's like, okay, so this is what I can do. So it's like reading the web links, and it's like, okay, the dimensions of your compute module is this. This is the dimensions of your screen. It's like, would you like me to generate a CAD file for you? And I'm like, budge, yeah. Could you do that for the case? Because that's my holdup is that I can't, you know, since it's custom, I don't know a lot about CAD.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's been my holdup. I don't know how to create that stuff. And I haven't really, anytime I sit down to try to pick it up, it's like, man, this is freaking hard. This is not any fun either. I don't want to do this. So it's like, yeah, I can generate the CAD file for you. If you need me to, I'll upload it to your 3D printer. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here. You are freaking Jarvis. So it's like, should we create a project file for this? And I'm like,
yes,
of course we should create that file.
Hey, Juan over there in the corner like, yes.
No, I was sucking my thumb and taking a nap at that point. I was like, I had the biggest nerdgasm. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is amazing.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't
I
touch
need
me.
To go to sleep. I need to go to sleep now. Yeah.
Oh,
that was,
wow.
Yeah.
That's hot though.
I'm really feeling this whole open claw thing. This is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I have it like doing like OSINT. Checks on myself with that's like information security, like checking like my social media profiles and stuff like that, checking if there's any leaked information. I have it checking my infrastructure because it's installed. So basically what OpenClaw is you install an AI assistant on a computer, and it has full control of that computer. So what I did, I installed mine on a platform called Kali Linux, which is a information security focused branch of Linux. So the computer has full access to that. And that's like what hackers would typically use. If you're going to hack into something, you're probably either going to use Kali Linux or Parrot OS or something like that. So I installed it on Kali Linux. I'm like, hey, you have full access to this. Use all the tools, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, could you, you know, use the tools available to you and just test my infrastructure, because this is what you're installed on. I want to make sure that there's no, you know, there's no security breaches or breachable things from the outside. So since it has access to all these things, and it's an LLM, it's, you know, it's a thinking LLM, it thinks through what it could do to try to hack into my system. And that in turn helps me, you know, it's like, hey, I found this thing. You might want to, you might want to change this port, you know, don't forward this port to the outside. So it's like actually helping me strengthen my infrastructure.
You're so excited.
I really am.
So excited. Yes. But,
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then yesterday, we took my concealed carry class.
Congrats.
We have two graduates. We have two graduates on board now.
Yeah, I forgot to. Yeah, I left that out. Welcome. I don't know how in the world I left that out.
Now, I will say, after taking the class, and it's something I'd always planned on doing it, I hope that most people that get their concealed carry license don't just stop at that.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to hone a skill.
Yeah, because it's like, really, this is okay. This is y'all just wanted my money on this one. Because I mean, for me, it's like, okay, this is the barrier to entry. But I would hope that after you get it, you seek continual training to get better at this. Because not one time did we actually work on, you know, drawing your gun, which is, you know, if I'm going to conceal, at some point I'm carrying it because I'm concerned that I might have to draw and fire. And if that's not anything you work on, then
do like they do with the movies. Just be at home, be like, "How was you doing?"
Yeah, I mean, and that's dry fire exercises. Yeah, but I'm just wondering how many people actually.
But you actually
want to
go through and actual drawing.
Yeah, and then firing.
I'm
because
on people randomly all the time.
And I've been thinking about getting one of those practice systems. You know, where you can use your phone, you download the app, you use your phone. It's got a target, you know, and
fancy.
You can sit back, and it kind of shoots like a laser. So, but it tracks your shots, and you know, and you're able to really hone the skill.
Yeah.
Without
it'll just
burning
run
through ammo.
That's that makes sense.
Cause ammo.
It's not cheap.
Can be a problem.
Yeah.
Not like gas. It's not cheap,
you know. Man, we ain't gonna talk about
the cost of ammo.
I filled my truck up the other day,
except for the personal defense ammo. That's a problem. But like, just the regular old
target rounds,
full metal jacket stuff. That ain't that bad.
But when you shooting it, it's not. But it is. I mean, you see how quickly we went through two boxes. That was $40.
$40.
That's what, but for me, that's not that. I mean, because that was it's 100 rounds. 100 rounds, $40, it's not that bad. But $35 for 25 rounds, that's
a lot, huh?
But them rounds
hurts.
Do a whole lot more.
Yeah, that's different. You know, you don't go target shooting with those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them hollow points.
Yeah.
Red tips.
Yeah. Pop a couple of them off just to make sure your gun gonna cycle it and it don't feel crazy. And after that, yeah.
Yeah, those things are like gold. It's like, good gracious. That fell on the ground.
I will cycle through a clip. I'll do a clip.
Yeah.
Of the critical defense. You know, just like you said, so it will make sure that does what it's supposed to do.
That was my week.
Well, wait a minute. Since we're talking about gas.
The fuel, man.
And
especially for you with diesel.
Week before last, man, that shit went up a whole fucking dollar, like, over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm really? Like, Yeah.
Because you don't go nowhere warm.
I was paying like $3.99 a gallon. And was happy with the $3.99. Well, actually, I was paying like $3.49 a gallon.
Uh-huh.
And then it went up to $3.99.
Uh-huh.
And then over the weekend, and Trump and his people's, that shit jumped up to $4.99 over the week.
Are we talking about diesel? Or?
Diesel.
Well, I put $4.19. It was $4.19 at the Shell for 93 when I filled my truck up yesterday.
And I had 40 cent. I had 40 cent off. It ended up being $3 and what was it?
I had 20 cent
49.
Off.
And I was like, oh, I wouldn't have. So I said, y'all didn't take off my
You didn't take the pity.
Listen, oh yes, Mom, we did. We took.
Said, it just don't seem like it.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't seem like it at all. Because my car wasn't even empty, and it was $40.
Mm-hmm. I put six. No, it was right at 70. Took about 70 because I had fuck around, let it get down around about to a quarter, just above a quarter. So it was my fault.
But it took like 70. Lieutenant, I'm gonna be calling out if the gas keeps going up. I ain't gonna be able to make it to work. Cause I ain't gonna have no much gas.
That shit is hot. But you gotta.
I come
it.
To work, but I need a raise. Gas went up. Damn it, my services have went up as well.
Yes, yes, indeed. But you know, it's all good.
I don't be tracking gas prices.
But you track ammo.
Well,
your view is so off, Juan.
Well, because that was $35 for 20. That's but gas. I don't really need that. So I mean, I'll track stuff that I don't. I mean, gas. I gotta have it. So I just.
You don't check. You don't track bread either, do you?
No. I do not.
But you got it all in your freezer.
Don't do that. Do not do that.
As long as it ain't fuzzy.
I know, right?
It's making, good.
You're making penicillin?
Amoxicillin, penicillin, any cillin.
I like a particular brand of bread. So anytime I go to the grocery store, it's like I kind of like in my grocery store runs have it on Amazon auto refill. I just throw three loaves in the shopping cart and take it home.
Well, and like he have a like he run a sandwich ministry or something. I make sandwiches for the homeless people at least twice a week. I got to get three loaves of bread.
Me and my son enjoy a good sandwich, okay?
Right.
And that is the kind of bread that I prefer.
Hey,
I get it.
I concur. There's nothing like a good sandwich.
I must say, I put one of them beefy patties that I got on clearance on that bread.
Beefy patty?
Well, you know, it was.
Man, you mean last a beefy week.
After I left here recording, you know, Kim was telling about like Walmart having the the faux vegan meats. Man, I bought so much meat.
Yeah, buddy. I bought corn dogs. I bought pizza. I bought chicken patties, beef patties.
Wow, it was ridiculous. I'm like, because normally I'll buy a couple of fake meat.
Uh-huh.
I bought all the fake meat. I didn't buy all that they had, but I'm this one's on. I'm gonna get this one. I'll get this one.
Beef tips, teriyaki.
Oh my!
Regular.
Now what I did just buy. I think I bought all that they had, like in a box. I bought all those Morningstar ribs. Them Korean barbecue ribs.
Put over a bed of rice. Mm. And you got a meal.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I put them between two slices of bread with a pickle.
Well, make his own.
You got to make ribs.
Yes, that's exactly what I be doing.
I'll be McRibbon. Oh, I really be McRibbon, now, don't it?
We McRibbon.
I never did like the McRib.
We McRibbon.
I never did like the McRib.
It's in a quiet taste.
Well, it didn't taste like real.
It does
well,
not.
Well, it wasn't real rib. You know ribs. We can eat ribs all our
lives. I know. That's why I was like, nah, man.
You know? Actually, that's a ribbery rib.
Yeah,
that's a fake rib. Mm. That's an ib.
Mm. That's a good call on that sale.
Thank you. And just know that this is just a note to everybody. When they reset at Walmart, they marked everything down. Mm. I went there this week and got a big box of Honey Nut Cheerios for like $1.98.
What you mean when they reset?
When they're, because a lot of times, you know, with seasons and stuff, they change packaging, they change the look of. So that's a lot of times why they mark it down. You know, I had to ask these questions, right, when I went
there. I did not know. That's information I'm learning. Okay.
She said they are probably either going to stop selling it, redoing the packaging, or putting a new look on it, which is the same thing as putting new packaging.
I hope they aren't going to stop selling it, because Walmart has been my cheat code for.
And they had deodorant, like the twin packs of she showed me like a twin pack of Swab for like $1. And that's when Tyra got those trash, well, I'm just saying, some people can still use it. I'm more mature than that under my arms. But,
I like how you put that.
Okay.
Yes, I'm more mature than that under my arms, but, Tyra was saying those trash.
You don't just roll Tussie on
the table.
No Tussie.
Yeah, that Tussie would be mussy. It would be a mussy. Because, but just saying that they do that, because even on their ice cream, they had like that Talenti ice cream and all this stuff, $1.50, $2. And that stuff is regular $4 for the little
quart.
I got Nakaya some. But if you just have time to just walk through that and just look at what they're reset, because they're not going to tell you, oh, we got a reset, da 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 da, this, that, and the third. No. But if you just walk through there and look when they do the, what they call it, rollbacks, killing them. Those lollipop drinks. They had those marked down to like $1 and some change.
I like those things.
Yeah, I haven't tried them yet, but
they're good. Mm. But they're okay. I mean, you know,
if you want a healthier choice option, I like a good old Mountain Dew personally.
Ew, I'm not a Mountain Dew person.
Man, that Baja Blast.
The pinkish one.
That's like the citrus.
Well, it's still a Baja Blast, but it's like a citrus punch or something like that.
Yeah, that's. Is it really?
Gosh, yeah.
I love it.
If I'm just going to throw a soda down, it's juice.
I'm a juice.
I do water and beer.
That's where he gets his calories at.
I mean,
do you know what kind of beer I drink?
Light.
Super ultra light.
These are zero calories.
It's still tasty, though.
It's just brown water, honey.
Less than 100 calories, less than, what, 3 carbs is what I usually drink.
If you're going to do it, though.
90 calories, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to keep these alarm bells down.
Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the good Lord for that.
But you know what, though? Your boy doing all right. Your boy doing good.
As long as she's doing all right, what's all that we wearing
about? Your boy doing good. I went to the doc last week. He was like, yeah, you all right, man. Matter of fact, if you want to, you scale back on some of that metformin. Oh, shit, nigga, for real time.
Oh, wow.
What's up?
That's really good.
So I'm like at the low sixes. You know, I'm like a 6.3, 6.2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're coming down.
Yeah.
You can get that down in no time. If you took a vitamin, it's like I forgot what it is.
Really? I just need to start being more active. Really? I just need to
start. But at your age, you need to take vitamin.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
What
do you suggest, sis?
We'll talk about it off pod.
Okay.
Because I take about 10 vitamins a day.
Oh, Lord. Shit.
Well, because I'm a
woman.
See,
that kind of defeats the purpose for me. So. I understand that, but that defeats the purpose. If I'm trying to get off of these medications, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I don't have to take medicine, but I take vitamins.
Take all the vitamins.
What people don't realize, especially African-American people, most of us have a major vitamin D deficiency because vitamin D comes from the sun.
And we don't like sun.
Exactly.
Well, and our melatonin.
Well, that too. And I, of course. But I'm saying.
Really? Y'all just going to let me get away with saying melatonin?
No, we're going to let you have that one.
Our melanin. How about that one? Our melanin.
That's recalled. Y'all don't remember the clip?
Yes.
I sent the clip. Yeah, that's why I didn't say nothing and I just stared at you.
That's all I did.
Jeez.
But that's very important because vitamin D deficiency can also mess with your mind. So I always tell people, as Black people, that's important that we do our own studies or looking or whatever, and I only found that out.
Because you did your own study?
Well, no, because...
You read somebody else's study?
Well, no, when Mama was
sick...
None
of that one.
No. Because when Mama was sick, her doctor is the one that pointed that out, and I just was like, he lying, but it's true. You know, a vitamin D, a major vitamin D deficiency can make mess with your mind. So
I don't have a problem.
Yeah, vitamin D deficiency. Yeah. Some people just have a natural mess.
Well,
mind,
but... well, I mean, because you know, it, most times of the day, you know what I'm saying. At least for you know, depending on what direction I'm coming, going from, or whatever. Mm-hmm. At least for say an hour to 2 hours a day, like. I'm either riding into the sun as it's rising, or I'm riding past the sun as it's high, and you know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, that's all on the left side. But, I guess my sons.
Well, there are other vitamins that we need, especially.
Oh, I thought you was talking like, hey, man, just go get you some Centrum Silver and call it good.
Well, yeah. You can do that, but some of that stuff, your body, people don't realize even taking like a lot of different stuff, your body's still going to take out what it needs from that. And you might not need everything in Centrum, you know. Uh-huh. You might just really need garlic or some oil of oregano or something like that to balance out
how
your
do I know what I need?
Blood pressure. You just have to look. You have to see what.
How about I just talk to you and you tell me what I need?
Yeah, you can hear that. That
okay, we'll have the conversation off.
I could refer that stuff and you
basically
could, you
telling
know,
you to shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Nah, huh?
You need a vitamin for your breath.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
You need breath vitamins?
Like toothpaste. You need to eat that at least
oh,
twice
so she's
a day.
Saying a Velamint, not a vitamin.
Do they still make Velamints?
I don't know.
Just drink that whatever you got in that cup. That ain't helping your breath, not a bit. Anyway,
yes.
Weekly news one.
All right. So, weekly. And so, I'm just going to.
My AI assistant said.
Yeah, but I'm not even going to go to that yet because I saw something on. I saw something this morning on YouTube. And they had talked about it. They had mentioned it yesterday in the concealed carry class. Mm-hmm. And it, I'm saying it because, you know, Virginia close to us. Mm-hmm. Their assault weapons ban. Mm-hmm. Like, they're...
Yeah.
Like, banning, like, transport on public streets of, like, semi-automatic weapons with more than a 10-round capacity.
Oh, so you gotta get a 7.
That's a handgun.
It is.
That's not even an assault weapon at this point. It's mm-hmm. most... modern
handguns. Yeah. Well, some come with the 7 clip.
Well, yeah, but
who wants that? Nobody wants that.
I've got one.
I've got one too. I don't. But I'm still.
But if you get like a 9 or a 45 that holds like 15 or something
good
like that.
Gosh. That means you want to do a lot of damage.
No, that's just a standard handgun. To me,
hey.
But for me, it's like.
What if you got multiple attackers? That's all I'm saying.
Because there was like the YouTube, it was a, you know, I don't know the guy, but says he was a lawyer, and he was basically talking about how, and I think he was, the guy in the class was also saying how, you know, the fact that they're not actually banning the ownership, they're just mm-hmm. banning the continued manufacturing within the state and purchase, but and they're also banning
transport
on public streets.
So they're not banning it. So basically, it's so like
how
can
I
buy it?
But how do I get it home? How do I take it to the range?
Keep it at your mama's house in North Carolina or somewhere? You know, who knows?
How do I get it there?
Transport.
Have it delivered there.
But that's crazy. That's crazy, and
that goes back to
it's very
that
crazy.
Law that they passed. Well, they didn't pass it, but they were looking to. They were debating it or whatever was in the house. Did I tell y'all about that? Where they were wanting to mandate to where you had to have a lockable box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's the same thing. But then again, it's like, so if you're gonna do, I mean, you know, it's obvious they're just grabbing and they're just reaching. And they just want criminals. I mean, because there's no logical way in my mind. There's no logical way that someone of their education, status, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. power, can say that, you know what I'm saying, we're making people safer by putting these extra restrictions on law-abiding citizens. You know what I'm saying? And all this extra stuff. And then they tried to blame it on, you know, because of vehicle break-ins. Mm-hmm. Who's breaking in vehicles? The freaking criminals. So they don't care what, I mean, come
on. Well, of course they don't care because most of them have security. We can't afford a security, you know, team to be with us everywhere we go to catch bullets for us. We got to shoot, bring our own bullets and throw them.
And not to mention, like you know, all over. I mean, it's in the news all the time, too, about police response times. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And they're taking 4 to 5 minutes.
A lot.
But even
how
when they
bad
have
of
fast
an ass whooping can you take in 4 to 5 minutes?
Even when they have fast response times, because the response time for the Texas shooting last week, 58 seconds.
A lot can happen in 58 seconds.
Didn't 3 people get killed?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, so even with a fast response time.
I mean, you figure somebody's dumping rounds.
Yeah.
You know, that's
nothing
it's
compares
seconds.
To real time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Real time is a different time.
Hey, and you know what? That. And the thing is, when you're actually in the shit, it seems like it's taking forever to the people that are actually in there. Mm-hmm. But on the outside looking in, it's crazy.
Yeah, but so the lawyer was also saying how, and I didn't realize this, but like in a lot of states, you know, if the governor doesn't sign the bill, it doesn't become law. Mm-hmm. In Virginia, the governor doesn't have to sign it. He has like, I think, 30 days, or she, they have a female governor.
Female. Mm-hmm.
She has, I think, 30 days after it hits her desk. If she does nothing,
it's in play.
It becomes law, mm-hmm. which that's. Also weird because he was saying how, you know, being as if she's trying to typically Virginia, you know, governors are trying, you know, looking to move higher in the mm-hmm. political field. She's like, mm-hmm. if she wants to position herself as a moderate, maybe she doesn't take action and just mm-hmm. lets it pass, go into law. And then she's not necessarily the one who signed it into law.
Yeah.
So, I mean, politics is just interesting.
It's crazy.
Okay. I see a future politician sitting at the table.
You definitely don't. No, I like to comment on it and talk about it, but
you never know.
No, I definitely know. That's two things I can say that I would have to have.
Chris Wan. Everything is about.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
That, he does good, don't he?
That definitely would.
Yeah.
I Monday. Like to run my mouth.
It's like,
but,
Wednesday we eat fish sticks. Wednesday, fish sticks. Thursday.
2 minutes to Wapner.
2 minutes to Wapner.
Yeah. I'm not the one.
Grilled cheese. I want a grilled cheese.
I'm an
excellent driver. Slow on the driver.
Dallas can drive on Tuesdays. Definitely on Tuesdays. Dallas can drive on Tuesdays.
Hey, man.
Bringing it close to you. My wife dresses me on Sunday.
Stupid.
She makes me look pretty. I look pretty.
Real pretty.
Yes.
Says my head is
pretty. What else you got there, Wanto?
All right, so let's see. Evidently, this past week, North Korea was firing some ballistic missiles during the U.S. South Korea military drills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
interesting.
North Korea doing a little bit of flexing over there.
They trying.
It says they fired, 10 missiles into Pyongyang. While we were doing like joint military exercises, which that's kind of, like I said, I mean, you know, we've already got this stuff over in the Middle East going on. I mean, you know, Korea's always been a threat, you know.
They've been a Korea.
So, yeah, that's just interesting to see, you know, now that we're engaging over in the Middle East, how. North Korea is trying to bow up a little bit. So.
Well, you know what movie was that? You know, ain't the enemy of my enemy a friend?
Yes. Definitely.
That's what they said. That's exactly
hit it
what
dead
they
on the
said.
Head.
Okay, next.
Dead on the head.
Then I got. It just happened this past week. So the two additional shootings, the one in Virginia.
Yeah.
I've forgotten where the other one was. I know Texas was week before last, but there was Virginia and
Mass, maybe
the where they drove the car into the synagogue. Again, this isn't coming
was
from this ain't coming from my AI. This is just stuff that
was
I remember.
Well,
I think it was
something.
Michigan or something.
But yeah, all those, you know, I think they've said that all those have been accredited to retaliatory air quote
strikes. So that's kind of a interesting.
People are going for broke, boy. They don't.
Okay. But you know what, though? I remember seeing something where they said, that, I forget what they call these people, but they got, but where they have people from these other countries, they live here normally. But
like
they,
sleepers?
Yeah, sleepers, yeah. Sleeper cells or something like that.
Yeah.
They say
I'm
they're
a sleeper,
everywhere.
But not like that. That.
And they said they, because I think I've seen something where they said there was a big sleeper cell in Charlotte. One was upstate somewhere down south. They say they're everywhere. So.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that sleeper cells are what, you know, that was 9/11.
Yeah.
Attackers. Basically. So,
yeah. That's crazy, man.
All I know is you couldn't get me to go to another country and blow myself up or blow nobody else up.
Hello!
Yeah.
This is going to sound crazy.
Mm-mm. Those days is over.
You know, it's weird, but. Because I like to think that I'm a decent Christian.
Mm-hmm. You like to,
but am I going to go over there? Am I going to go to another? And fortunately, fortunately, Christianity doesn't teach that we should do these things. But if it did, do I believe at a level? Do I believe to the level where I would be willing to go and do that?
And sacrifice your life?
Well, I'm just going I'm going back up about 12 steps because I'm still stuck on turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on, oh, if he asks you for your jacket, give him your shirt too.
No.
So I have to say, with the whole turn the other cheek thing, I like Pop's. You remember Pop's illustration of turn the other cheek?
Yes.
For me, I just love that. You've never heard Pop? Okay. Pop would always say, what was it? He was like, the way I see it, he's like, this is one face. There is no other cheek. So if you hit me, I'm supposed to knock the hell out of you.
I like that one. I love that.
Coming from a boxer too. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
R.I.P. Pop.
Yeah.
Gosh, I like that. And that is true, though. This is one face.
This is one face. There is no
one
other cheek.
Face.
I love that. I love that. Nice. Well put.
I'm supposed to knock the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with that.
Reverend Preacher. I'm pretty sure.
The good Dr.
Let's see. Yes, what else we got? See, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad was attacked with missiles.
Once again, it is just so ironic to me that before Mr. Trump got in the office this time, we were on the verge of World War III. And right now, it feels like we in the middle of World War III.
And see,
make it make sense.
That's one of the interesting things that he's getting flack from his constituency from now. Because, you know, he did run on an America First, you know, we don't need to be getting involved in foreign affairs crap type of a platform, and this is totally
against it.
Opposite of this. I mean,
well,
so he's getting flack from his constituency.
Well,
at this point.
I agree. I mean, if I don't know how big of a threat, you know, Iran is, as far as on the, you know, because this was all over uranium enrichment, you know, originally. You know what I'm saying? So after we took out the bunkers and everything, what, 6 months ago? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? If we did, you know, the most incredible feat that anybody's ever seen, which is how he talks about everything he does, real time.
Hey,
remember, we talking about that real time.
Hey, and he said the war is basically over.
He says it is, but that means.
But they still.
They still over there and they still doing shit. So that means, to me, that tells me that he's planning on be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, I'm all for if they were really, you know what I'm saying? Because this bit a lot of stuff with Iran and Iraq. So, you know, I wouldn't want them to be able to have nuclear weapons. I agree with that part. But the way he's went about stuff so far is been crazy. And, you know, and now it's like, you know, it's kind of like I got a permit and I've been driving the car, you know what I'm saying, by myself. Now I done ran the bitch in the ditch. Now everybody, you know what I'm saying, now I'm going to call my boys, you know what I'm saying, hey, help me, you know, push this car out the ditch. You know what I'm saying? We going to roll on out. You know, I feel like he's kind of backing off of what his initial action was.
Mm. I think he's leaning into what his initial action was.
He's
leaning in on the whole war. Conflict effort.
Because
I don't think there still hasn't been an official declaration of war. He's leaning in on that whole conflict aspect. Mm. I don't think he's leaning out of that.
Well, now he's starting to see. He's trying to bring Congress in now. That's the point I'm getting at. It's starting to get to a point to where now he can't do anything else.
He's done enough.
There's going to have to be a declaration of war soon in order for it to keep troops engaged, because the president can only engage troops for a period of time.
I think he's gambling. I think he's bluffing. I think he's gambling that his constituency is so strong. But I don't think they with him like.
I think because he has the Republicans, and I'm not even going to say the Republicans. The MAGA party does have a pretty, you know, they do have the Congress.
They got the House.
So I think if he wanted to declare, you know, to declare war, I don't think they would oppose it.
Scary. How can he? You know what I'm saying? I love you dudes, bro. You included in that, Kim.
You too, Em.
But it's like there's no way that I can just blindly just follow either one of y'all three.
What?
And just be like, oh, Chris said it, or he said he gonna do this, and I'm gonna back him. No,
and that's a lie.
We done been through some shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I agree.
Together, you know, we done been through some things. We done lived life together.
We followed each other blindly all these years. What you scared of now?
No, we wasn't following blindly. Yes, we was rolling together blindly.
Where we going? Let's go. Okay.
That wasn't no follow. We went together. That's what I'm trying to say. We rode together. I ain't saying I wasn't in the vehicle.
Right there. What you gonna do?
I was definitely in the vehicle. I was along for the ride. But I can't see how, you know, these people just, and then. As far as, like, their willingness to just be like, he knows what's best for us all. He is a man just like I am, but he is more special than me and you and all of us combined.
Yeah, it's...
So flipping scary to me.
Like I said, I try to separate them. I don't think that everybody that's a conservative or a Republican is a MAGA person. I think you can support President Trump without being a MAGA person. I think there's a distinction between those people. But I feel that, like, the MAGA people, it's kind of like a religion at this point, and that's
a cult.
Like a cult.
That's the unnerving part of it. I mean, and the reason I say that, I think you can separate them, because I do think that there are people who legitimately, politically, believe that President Trump is doing some decent things, but are also cognizant enough to still call him out on his BS. Those are the people that I'm
like, okay, they're brave enough to call him out on his BS, because that's the problem right now. I think some of them are.
And like I said, I don't know, and I don't think, and this is one of the issues that I have with the electoral process. I don't think those people matriculate up through the ranks. I don't think the way our election process goes, I don't think that it allows, and I've said this, I don't think that, you know, the electoral process allows center thinkers, people that start thinking more towards the center, to progress upward in rank on either side. And unfortunately, right now it's, you know, the MAGA party that has control. So that's what we're seeing. But I mean, I don't think it would be that much better if it was the far left thinking liberals. I mean, I think that we at some point we just need to come back more to a center thinking where we're willing to cooperate. Because once you once you're leaning too far to either way,
the gap is too great to close.
Yeah, you can, there's no way we can meet in the middle anymore.
That's true.
Makes sense.
Very, very true.
But yeah, off my soapbox. Back to the next topic. Let's see. What else? What else do you have? Okay, this is a lot of stuff about the war. I don't want to do that no more.
You don't have to.
Let's see. What is that?
Yep. Oh, stuff. ACC tournament.
Duke won last night.
Oh, they beat Clemson.
Yeah,
they played Clemson.
Had a lot of, you know, pounding on walls and things, and I was like, "What are y'all doing?"
Yeah, ACC.
Great, Duke won. I was like,
you know, I have to say,
who cares?
I don't think I understand basketball anymore.
Why is that?
I ain't never said that I'm like this super basketball player, but I do understand the game. So, but so I was watching. I didn't watch the entire tournament, but I watched like the end of the Duke Florida State game, and I'm watching, and like Florida State's down by a point with like 10 seconds left on the clock, and Duke brings the ball up court, and instead of driving, he's doing some ISO dribbles, step back for three, misses the shot. And I just don't understand, at what point did a step back three become a wise shot when you're down by 1 point?
That was probably ego.
What is happening here? And nobody called out that it's a bad shot. I'm like, how is this not? Why is this not a bad shot? Any basketball I've ever known, it's the wise shot is the higher percentage shot, which means you drive. You're already doing ISO dribble, which means that dude is, you know, either he's going to defend you or he's not. Mm. But you drive him and make him commit, foul you, do something. You don't step. Who is not attacking the basket anymore? What the heck?
I agree with that one. I definitely agree with you. The math didn't math.
That was so frustrating because I'm like, Duke should have never been there.
I get it. I wish they wasn't there as well.
But that's all I got on that.
Yeah, I have nothing. My team
got just keep you off your soapbox.
No, let it do its thing.
Let's see.
No soapbox for one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is nerd news.
Oh, God.
So, y'all know I told you about my AI assistant. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Open Closet. This is the application that he's built on.
Open Closet.
Open Claw.
Oh, I thought I said closet.
No. So, Jensen Huang, who's the CEO of NVIDIA, was doing a press conference this past week. And basically, he was commenting how Open Claw is probably the biggest software release of our time. And it's because of the things that it's capable of doing. And I just thought that was really cool.
Well.
The AI is coming, people. The AI is coming.
The AI is here.
And some of us are loving it, Larry.
Juan.
Larry. I was telling him yesterday, I was like, bro. I was like, for somebody who is all Mr. Anti-AI.
I'm not anti-AI.
You be posting the AI stuff, man.
I did.
Grandma. Yeah. Loving the AI music.
It's scary, man. I mean, and like I said before, I think it's a natural response just for, you know, humans to be afraid of what we don't know.
Crazy.
You know, if we don't know a lot about it, we tend to fear it. And I think, you know, even if you take it back to like civil rights, you know what I'm saying? It's like, after a while, it's like, oh, you want the same shit I want too. We got more in common than I thought. I mean, you know, so it's just like, you know, I don't know. I'm just, I'm scared. And I'm scared because I'm uninformed. And I don't, to me, it's almost like, it's like cocaine.
Cocaine's a heck of a drug.
It is. And I think AI has the same power too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't want to be like, I like my heart racing. I like being, you know, hyper. You know what I'm saying? And then when I come down, I'll be like, oh.
It's a terrible idea.
Hey, I don't feel right unless my heart racing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't want to get accustomed to depending on AI and like you lose my humanity as far as thinking for myself and doing things. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I like it as a convenience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, you know, so it was convenient for me to, you know, post the AI granny or whatever. And I did like what the, you know, what the AI granny had to say, just mm-hmm. the same way as I like, you know, which is why I told y'all about the AI music. So, yeah. Should we turn that down?
Yeah, it got loud.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, turn your Pornhub video off, man.
He's just kidding, people.
He's just kidding. Pornhub. Pornhub is not allowed in North Carolina anymore. They shut that shit down.
And only way Larry knows
all
it
you gotta do is
it online.
Get you a VPN, man. Easy peasy. Bippity bop.
I don't know about a VPN.
VPN, set your location to Las Vegas or check out Slovakia or something like that. Pornhub, right back.
Yeah, that's what Juan does. I mean,
I download mine.
Okay.
You know, he's self-hosting. That's right. Everything. When he say he's self-hosting, he's really self-hosting.
Pornhub ain't getting none of my information.
Wow.
Okay. Or anything else for this?
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, that keeps it all in house.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Well, I keep it all in the town. Better than a sock.
I don't think having a sock.
Y'all stupid.
Okay. Next.
Actually, I had a note to track this story, but I did not get a follow up. Did y'all ever hear who won the actual election between Sam Page and us?
I think it's going.
Are they doing a recount?
I think they're in the middle. Well, they just finished tabulating, and the last I heard, I want to say Sam Page was 23 votes now ahead, and of course Phil Berger has the option because that is less than a 1% margin.
Right.
And so he does have the option of calling for a recount. I haven't heard if he's going to do that or not. I did hear that said that, you know, he would make that decision if it seemed necessary or something. I don't know. So, but yeah, he's going to call for it. I'm pretty sure. I feel like he will.
I would.
Of course he will.
I'm a fight. You're like, no. You ain't getting my seat.
I mean, good Lord, to keep counting.
But the thing about it is, I mean, you got all that money coming in, you know, mm-hmm. from supporters. What happens to it afterwards?
From what I hear, they get to keep them.
They call it a donation.
Do I really want to recount? Or do I just want to
see their money?
Hey, I can make some real smart investments up, you know, below the radar for real now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you got that money.
Yeah.
When you get in Washington, the power thing is the power that you can wield is different, though. That money, yeah, you can get the money, but the power that you wield from the seat.
I hear you, little Cam. First, you get the money.
Money, power, respect.
No. Then I'm saying you don't think about the money. You think about it's the power when you're trying to get to, when you're looking to go to Washington, because their salaries ain't that great. It's the perks that come along with the salaries that makes that the job that the career politicians go for.
I swag. They do that.
Crazy. Womp, womp.
But
Wow.
There's more stories, but let's go on and get into the videos, Kimberland.
Want to get into the videos?
Yeah, because we've been doing this for
an hour.
Yeah, all gone. Yeah, about an hour. So yeah.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Make sure your volume's up. Shut up. Look, so you didn't.
I guess I should finally speak on this because I'm the stepdaughter. The one whose stepfather refused to pay for my wedding because I wanted my actual father to walk me down the aisle. Let me start with this. I know people in the comments think I'm ungrateful or spoiled or whatever, but this is my father. Flawed, yes. Inconsistent, yes. But he's still my father, and no one can ever replace that. Life is short, and I didn't want to look back on my wedding day and regret not us both being there. And no one can ever replace that. Life is short, and I didn't want to look back at my wedding day and regret not giving both of us that moment. My husband actually said it first, "Babe, your real dad should walk you down the aisle," and that hit me, like, yeah, he should. For everything he didn't do, that's still my dad. That's still the man whose DNA I carry. And one moment doesn't erase the damage, but it does mean something to me. And yes, I did tell my stepfather he could walk me down the aisle. I'm not gonna lie. I did say that. And at the time, it felt right. He's been there for me for years. School, rides, money, everything. He was stable when my dad wasn't. So yeah, I said it. But after talking with my fiance, I realized I wanted something different. And I should have told my stepdad. Yes, I should have pulled him aside. But I didn't know how to say it without hurting him. So it slipped out at the dinner table. And yeah, that was wrong. I'm gonna take the blame for that. But I'm not apologizing for wanting my real father to be there at my wedding. And everyone keeps talking about it. Like, everybody keeps talking about the money like I was trying to use him, but I wasn't. I swear I wasn't. I'm just used to him being there. He's never told me no. He paid for school, my car, everything I needed. So was I wrong for thinking that he'd help with the wedding too? He's always helped me. I thought that he wanted to. I wasn't thinking about money. I was thinking about my wedding and how I dreamed that it would look. And that's on me. I should have thought deeper. And I should have seen how it made him feel, but I wasn't trying to use him. And breaking up with my mom over it? I don't understand that part. My mom didn't pressure me. She didn't force anything, any of this. She helped me plan. She supported me. How was she supposed to tell me not to invite my father, even though that's what I wanted? She just wanted me to be happy, her daughter. I'm not trying to bash him. I just wanted to come online and give my side. I love my stepfather, I really do. But I love my father too, even with all his mistakes. And on my wedding day, I chose what my heart would want. And if that makes me wrong, then okay. But I'm not finna apologize for wanting my dad to walk me down the aisle. That's it, and that's all. Okay, all I really wanted.
That was because that was an easy fix. She could have honored both of those men. Her father could have walked her down the aisle because he is her father. And then handed her off.
Halfway.
No, not even halfway. Walk her all the way down the aisle and hand her off to her stepdaddy. And let her stepdaddy present her as the bride. Mm-hmm. It's fair. Mm-hmm. It still symbolizes exactly what happened in real life. Mm-hmm. Yes, she started with the real father. Mm-hmm. He created her. Mm-hmm. But
got handed off to the stepfather.
The stepfather did the final mile delivery.
Yeah.
But nice. White glove. And I understand how she feels, but I also understand how he would feel as well.
Yeah.
Now, I do think he was wrong for saying, well, if I can't do it, I ain't gonna pay for it. Nah, that's jacked up, bro. That's the wrong way, I think, to look at it. Especially,
I don't think he said that. I just think she was scared. But if he couldn't do it, he wasn't gonna pay.
But the thing that threw me, though, breaking up with the that was not.
Of course, there's more.
Well, of course, something's missing because that right there didn't make no sense at all to me. You know, that was just I'm with you on.
I mean, the first half. I mean, how she could have did it. I mean, it could have been worked out.
Yeah, because you could. Now, it would have been cool if she would have sit both of them down and explained her whole point of view.
That's what
she went about it the wrong way. And I understand, you know, like I said, I totally understand why, you know,
her fear of, you know, and not wanting to hurt him or whatever. But at the same time, there was a better way to do it. And I just don't feel like she, she definitely handled it wrong. I don't think she spent enough time exploring options and trying to come up with alternatives. Yeah.
But first of all, she definitely, especially after she had already told the stepfather, you know, hey, you can walk me.
Yeah.
So and once she come to her little, this is just my opinion, it's just like an asshole, everybody got one, but she should have set both of them down, you know, and they could have worked something out. Just like, what'd you say? You got something to say?
You're pondering on a thought.
I was looking to see what Kim had to say.
I just think, I mean, she was using them because she's an older, ain't like she don't appear to be a young girl. I didn't see the video. She looks old enough to know better. Oh. So a lie is a lie. She lied. She told the man he was going to walk her down the aisle because she knew she was going to attain that money because she wanted her wedding a certain way. And obviously her dad couldn't financially sustain what she wanted. Mm. So she told that man, misled that man, and then, you know,
that's what I said.
The end result is that, you know, he left her mama, but I'm sure it was more to it than that.
Yeah.
But that probably was the top of the iceberg for the brother.
Yeah.
Because that's probably wasn't the first time he'd been.
Yeah,
hitting.
He was already main source.
Yeah,
before,
I believe so. That's what it sounds
like. So.
Yeah, that just gave him more of a reason to be like, okay, you know what? I'm done with you.
And fuck both you, bitches.
Yeah, that right there.
Get out the car, bitch.
Run, man.
Get out the car.
Riding around town with a girl like her. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
What do you think, Juan?
Yeah. I don't think she necessarily was using him. Yeah. I do think that she probably legitimately did want her biological dad to walk her down the aisle, which is understandable. Mm. But
he wasn't also there no other time, so why,
speaking
I mean, why
as a stepdad, I honestly would feel like I had just got kicked in the balls several times and stomped on my nuts if my daughters were to be like, fine.
We want you to pay for it, but
it's not, honestly, it ain't even about the money. It's the fudge.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
You don't want me to walk you down the aisle?
So
what the heck just happened? What bizarro universe did we just land in?
If she would have sit you down and explained her point of view, would that buffered it at all? I'm just asking.
Again, it wouldn't have softened the blow any, no.
Okay.
No, it would not at all.
Okay, I mean, I'm asking, you know, I'm just...
Girls, if any of y'all are listening, these are my actual feelings. This is not for the pod.
But the sad truth is, though, that's just that thing because... And I hate to say, I don't have a... I ain't speaking ill of the dead or nothing like that. But I would have never asked Pop to marry, to walk me down the aisle, you know, because unlike others, you know, he married, you know, mama, but daddy was always there. So I never had an absent dad. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, daddy did what he could. And I would never ask Pop to walk me down the aisle.
And I guess it depends on the relationship because I'm just gauging this from the way the video sounds. The video sounds like her dad was an absentee dad.
Yeah. He was.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm the stepdad and I've been the dude,
you finance the whole thing.
That's you've just slapped me in the face. I mean, and granted, I do understand.
I don't.
Why you might want your biological dad. I can draw that logic line, but it ain't no softening that blow.
But you know what though? In all honesty, if he hadn't been nowhere in your life to begin with, could you really rely on him being there for the wedding?
Yeah, he'll be there to make it look good. Because at this point, all the raising has been done. So you're looking at the finished package.
You try to fill the role. I mean, it's you cognizantly go typically. I mean, and I can only speak for myself. I went into the situation and I'm like, you know, y'all aren't my stepkids. Y'all are my kids. So I try to bestow the same level of love
that I bestow on my biological to my step. Mm-hmm. So it's to then at a moment where typically that's a dad's moment, you know, I'm giving my daughter away to this man that I've vetted, that, yeah, to then at that turn be like, yeah, I know you've done all these things for me in the past, but I want this nigga to give me a
He said, yeah, this nigga, right?
I mean, seriously.
I do.
And like I said, while I understand it, I wholeheartedly with my mind can understand it.
I don't understand it.
But something in here, yeah, I guess. Something deep down in here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's what I was saying. I mean, because, and that's why the first thing I said was there was an easy solution.
Yeah.
Now, what did you feel about the solution?
Forget my solution. Your solution.
Wow.
I'm
wow.
I liked it. Wow. It was a nice compromise.
And again, I'm gonna fall back to it really would depend on the relationship.
Yeah. Right.
If, like I said, from that video, I got mm-hmm. that the dad was absentee.
Like he was just a crackhead down the street.
If you an absentee dad, nah, you, bro, yeah, you can come into church. I wouldn't say no, your dad can't come, because that's also a thing that it sounded like was an issue. He was like, I ain't got a problem with your dad being there. But no, if he didn't partake in your life, because for me, that's what the whole walking the daughter down the aisle, there's symbolism to these things, right. And the symbolism means something to me.
I get that.
So if you were nothing but a sperm donor, bro, you can come in the door, but there's no, you didn't have anything to do with her journey through life up to marriage. So no, why should I be okay with you partaking in that ceremony?
These are his true feelings.
I get that. All right.
But I guess if there's some sort of engagement, that's why I say it depends on the relationship. If there was engagement, you were an engaged dad, but you know, it just so happens to be that me and your baby's mom got together. That would be a discussion. I can't say that I would be totally, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But nah, if you was just an absentee dude, nah, no.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
And I can see how it equates with you, because you was there from here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, he was there from here.
Well, I mean, yeah. So but that totally makes sense when you speak it out loud.
And like I said, because I feel that through my experience, I think that I can equate to both, because I do think that I've experienced some absentee parentism, and I've experienced some, you know, participatory parentism, some legit decent co-parenting situation. And in that situation, no, I wouldn't be like, nah, you can't walk none away. I wouldn't have a problem with that at that point. But yeah, if you're just an absentee parent, nah, that's. I'd be insulted.
The impression I got, or whatever, I guess the route I chose to take with that was that, you know, like I said, it's more information. It's very vague. But I mean, you know, if, you know, their parents had her young and he was wilding, and then in the past, say, 5 to 10 years, he's, you know, come back around, and maybe he physically, maybe he is doing better and being a better person and a better father.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Don't understand. And I'm a woman.
I mean, but I understand how it could be a situation where she is like, okay, I know he messed up, but he's making amends, and I'm happy with the amends that he's made, and I want to honor him, you know.
Well, I think,
you know, in some kind of way, and that's the way I'm looking at it.
I would be like, well, then if you want your dad, Tyrone, to be there, Tyrone can pay the bill. Because don't ask Craig to do it. Because you want Craig to finance this event.
Well, when he done raised you, Craig.
When he done raised you and filled the bill for all the times your dad wasn't there, and now you want Tyrone to come and just.
Debo coming down really? The street, though.
No. That's what you call. That's what I said. Boom. Using people. That's using, and that's learning at an early age.
It depends. And I understand what you're saying, but still, it's like
I hate people to use people. I don't care.
Yeah, I, no, I don't no, care. No, no. I don't want to be taken advantage of. I don't want to be used. You know, no, absolutely not. But I'm not sure that for me she proved that it was an intentional. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying,
and I think her mom was in cahoots with her, and you're taking a realistic approach. Oh, yeah. Oh hell yeah,
you're taking a realistic approach. I didn't get that out of what was said. But,
y'all men, yeah, woman.
I know
her mama
know.
Was in on that.
I don't think that there was using involved. I mean, because again, I think that if you're filling the role, I would want my daughters to assume that I would just support something. I'm your dad. You should be like, well, what's happening for me? But that's also why I would be so insulted by the ask of that.
Well, yeah, you pay for it, and that's why
I brought that up. I mean, because if you have been a father to this child all her life, yeah, why are you gonna stop now?
Yeah.
If you really love this child, and I'm not saying that it would be an easy ask. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, for me being a stepfather, I probably would be like, I don't like this shit and I'm mad at you, but I still love you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna do this
because since I done come in your life, I've been doing right by your ass. So I'm gonna keep on doing right by your ass,
and do right,
because this ain't the first time that I've done or whatever, and you not appreciated it the way you should have.
You She's know what I'm adult. Saying?
Regardless of, I understand She's that. A I understand. Adult. I understand. Still, but to steal your child,
and it's not your child.
It's not. But if that's the role that you have been filling, regardless of whether she call you dad, pops, that nigga that married to my mama, yep, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you've been doing that,
yep,
unless your motivation was just to be able to walk her down the aisle, I don't think it's right to be like, nah, well, if I can't do it, then I ain't paying for it. I understand it, but for me, I wouldn't be that dude. That's an asshole. That's a dick move.
Is it?
I think it is.
I don't know. I mean, I guess for me, it's just I'm looking at it a little different, but I'm a different person. So my thing is, still using somebody is using somebody no matter what, because she's an adult and she knows that what her stepdad has done for her. And she knows the past 5 years, whatever, her and her dad might have been reacquainted or established a better relationship. We'll say 10 years, but you're 28 now or 25 or whatever. So where was he at those other years?
Smoking okay, crack, so now, in the alley.
So now you're an adult and you see how shitty your dad was, your legit dad was,
and how much he's improving.
And that's great. Pat on the back, bro. But you're not gonna get that shine. You're not gonna get that shine. You know why you're not gonna get that shine? You have invested zero but the sperm.
And
accountability, you have to learn it at an early age. So this young lady needs to learn, and her mom should have been like, Rebecca, you shouldn't do him like that, because you know he's gonna really be offended. But because her mom's probably kind of maybe borderline shitty herself,
he ain't got to worry about neither one of them no more.
But I understand.
He ain't got to worry about neither one of them.
I mean,
no
you
more.
Know what I'm saying? Being from a situation kind of close to that, I guess that's why I have a different mm-hmm. view and outlook, because me and my pops didn't get cool till I was like 17. Mm-hmm. But y'all know I love my pops.
Yeah, but you already had that love for him.
Yeah.
And I
had that love for him when I was sitting in the damn window watching every damn car go down the road, because he said he was on his way and never came.
And all of that stuff. That was the relationship that you had formed with your dad.
If I was a female, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Because
if we have developed that relationship, mm-hmm. and say he wasn't there, mm-hmm. like my pops wasn't there, mm-hmm. the way I wanted him to be, mm-hmm. and needed him to be. Mm-hmm. But when he finally presented and he, as a man, was able to be there for me, I poured everything into that, and I valued that relationship, mm-hmm. because as a man, he came back, admitted what he, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and tried to make amends mm-hmm. for his wrongdoings in his life, you know what I'm saying, and to me. So for that, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I can understand how if she's always wanted that and finally got a piece of it and he's on a good trajectory with his life, I can see how she would want to kind of memorialize that moment, how she would kind of want to say, hey, I know you messed up, but I still love you. And I love you enough that I want you to be a part of this.
And he could come. He can partake of the reception.
But if she wants him to do that, that's why I said I feel like that was an easy solution. Just, you know what I'm saying? But
now,
yes,
I would like to flip this.
Of course you would.
All right. So now, as a man, let's say you know you ain't crap daddy. Mm-hmm. You know you ain't been nothing. You've been a deadbeat for your daughter for 20 plus years. And then the last 3 years before she gets married, you come back around. But she's had a solid dude that's poured into her throughout her entirety growing up. Are you going to say something to her and be like, look, sweetie, don't disrespect this man.
I would. You know what? And it's kind of crazy you say that because, look, prime example. And this is kind of like,
I ain't going to say on the same level, but it's kind of parallel to it.
You went dead.
Can you hear me?
Chris? Okay,
yeah. You can hear you. Okay. Like, my son was growing up. His stepdad at the time was treating him good. You know what I mean? But he got disrespectful to him. You drove me down there to whoop his ass. So yeah. I'm kind of comparing. It's you know, it's not the same, but it is on the same level as far as respect. And you don't disrespect somebody that's been in your life doing beautiful, beautiful things your entire life, and now all of a sudden you disrespect them. So I totally get that because I wouldn't feel right as a man knowing I hadn't been there at all. Then all of a sudden, this is your special day, and this man has contributed way more than I have. I wouldn't even feel right even. You know, in all honesty,
what if she pushed the issue?
I still, as a man, but everybody's not built that way.
Yeah.
Some people be like, "Oh yeah, baby, I love to," but see, I'd have to look myself in the face and look and shake this man's hand because that's what I'd want to do, man. I appreciate it, all you've done in my absence, and you know,
yeah.
But I totally get that. I totally get that completely. Completely. I wouldn't feel right. And like I said, some guys would just be like, oh, yeah, baby, yeah. But nah, you know, this guy, he's did this. He's got you to where you
are. And honestly, I'm glad you brought that up, Juan, because honestly, if I would think and I feel like if a guy had made the changes that I've been talking about, he should have enough integrity within himself to make that move.
Exactly.
You're right. Yeah.
Nicely put. Nicely put. Very
good
much.
Job. Oh, that was good.
Where's a hand clap set when you need them?
Yeah.
Larry ain't even been working today. Jeez. First clap of the day.
That was nice.
That was the first clap of the day. Oh. Bye.
Yeah, so.
That was pretty. Nicely. That was a good talk.
I like how you flipped that. That brings a lot of perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it really does.
But like I said, if he did the work and all that stuff, he would. You would think he would be like, "Oh, I'm sorry." You would think he would be like, "Yeah, you know, babe, you know, let this man, you know."
Exactly.
But people ain't built like that.
Tyrone a good nigga, man. I ain't gonna do that to him like that.
But even so, I would even as her mom, I would be like, you know, very what's the word? Insistent on her stepdad doing. I mean, because if he been there for 17 years and you 25.
And I think that's probably where but to leave my mom, I think that's where that came in. Because that would also, again, I can imagine that would cause some conflict for me. Be like, babe, you ain't even gonna advocate to your daughter for me?
Yeah.
I bet now. What's happening right now?
Yeah, that is very true.
She didn't. Yeah, she probably didn't support.
But I still think there's more to that story.
Oh yeah, there's definitely probably. Oh, yeah. Oh, but that would definitely be a heated discussion.
Oh yes.
Yeah. right, what you got next there, Kimmy Poo?
Let's see. What's this?
Why does he enter relationships? If a man knows he's broken, why does he enter relationships?
Because you're supposed to heal me. You know how certain men will get into your world and they will leave full while you were drained? That was the whole process in the first place. I knew I was in pieces, but you are Humpty Dumpty's King's Horseman and men, and I want you to put me back together again. You are the woman that chose to date me when I was broken. And so when you put your blood, sweat, and tears, your energy, your mommy energy, your mold, that I want to fix you energy, I'ma never get bump on you because I think you are my son. And to me, you build me up for the next girl. Healing without somebody that's gonna do all the work for me is too hard. I don't like waking up and seeing myself in the mirror because I see how empty I am. I don't believe in myself. But when I put it down on you at night and I wake up next to you and you looking at me like I'm the man of your dreams, you give me that ego boost. I know I can't give to you and you know that too. But so the fuck what? Because you can't give me. Here you are. All your life you've been taught that a man to get it right for the woman that's the right one. And for whatever reason, you think you the right one. You don't think you the girl before and before and before. You think you different. And that's what I tricked you into believing. So the reason I didn't heal before I met you is because you are my therapist. You are my heart doctor. You are my patience. You are my, I'm going to get on my hands and feet and put the bloody parts of your heart together. I'm going to stitch it together for you. And I'm glad you do. The reason I leave this relationship full and you leave it drained is because that's the reason I picked you in the beginning. Anybody else?
You know.
Anybody else?
God.
Crickets.
Nope. A lot of them. Who posted that?
Me.
No, nope, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm about to say. No, I'm sitting here looking.
Kim was like me.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't.
You
post
did
that.
Say me.
No, you didn't post that one. I did post that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did post because I'm sitting looking. You posted the first one. Mm. Yeah, but I posted that one. Yeah.
Okay. Why?
I was talkable.
Yeah, I thought I posted it because I remember seeing it. I was like, I'm going to post that.
You know?
We'll talk about it, Ken.
Well, y'all were men.
Okay.
Y'all catch off a plethora of women and so, things of that nature. Let me see.
While here in the last couple of weeks, I have been able to agree with some of the things that good old Ace from tonight's conversation has said, mm-hmm. This is yet another one of the situations where I say Ace is pandering. Well, because I don't think you can always attribute a guy just going into a relationship with bad intentions. And that's what his statement does. There's bad intention there. I don't want to heal. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you can think I am perfectly healed and ready to move on. And you just don't realize it. Something happens and it's like, oh, maybe I wasn't where I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it necessarily has to be. I was scheming and plotting because I wanted you to help me heal. Mm-hmm. No, it could just be, you know, I thought I was in a good place. Mm-hmm. I'm moving on. Whoa, this caught me by surprise. Maybe I wasn't where I thought I was at. I don't think everything has to be nefarious and stuff like that. And I think that's a pander move where you're like, yeah, all the guys that do that just trying to. He's just trying to take advantage of you because you is a solid sister.
I don't think bullcrap. He was saying all, but every man.
Because her statement was a general statement. Why do guys? Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, this is why guys do it.
Well, no, he just gave reason why.
But that's what I'm saying. When you're speaking from a certain platform and you're speaking to a general question, you're, I guess, believed to be a type of an expert. You're believed to be speaking from a consensus. So the things that he says to his audience carries a certain amount of weight. So to his audience, he is conveying information about the general mental construct of guys that isn't necessarily true.
Okay, Juan.
His platform matters. If he's just some old random dude spitting his nonsense to, you know, some girl that he done met, that's one thing. But no, tonight's conversation has a large platform.
Mm-hmm.
He has a platform, and he's spitting this bullcrap out to the masses.
But none of them are, let me not say none of them. Some of them are I think have some type of degree.
I'm talking about the platform. If you're speaking from a platform, the people you speak to obviously put credence and put weight into your opinion because you have the platform. You don't grow a platform without people valuing what you say.
True.
So you then, that means you have to be responsible with the stuff that you're spitting out. That's an irresponsible statement.
Yeah. I just didn't like it. I mean, because I
just didn't like it.
Well, I mean, just like you said, Juan, I mean, all guys are not like that. I mean,
they're not.
There's some guys, well, I'm not going to say some, you know, there's a lot of guys out here that are genuine, you know, and I agree as well about a person thinking that, you know, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And then something happens within the relationship that you're starting or whatever that kind of like triggers something. You'd be like, damn, just like you said. Yeah.
I mean, I'm full transparency. I mean, I'm speaking, this isn't, cause that's why I thought I posted it. Cause I was like, wow, it's some bull crap. It kind of hits home.
Yeah.
So after my divorce, I've doing the therapy. So I'm doing the work. So I'm thinking I'm in a good spot. You know who told me that I might not be in the best spot that I'm in? Your blue bubble buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the really? I thought I was good. Surprise. No, baby.
But the reason why you're not good is because healing is important. And sometimes people just don't allow themselves to heal. But I mean, I'm going to say like, this is terrible. Ugh. Anyway, for me, I say healing. You know, people just say I'm angry, I'm bitter, and stuff
like
that.
You are angry,
Kim. I don't think I'm really angry. I just think I'm very direct.
You're quite hostile.
Yeah, people say that too.
You're supposed to say, I got a right to be hostile.
But once you're healed and you're kind of like at a place of, we'll say wholeness, feeling good and at a good place, sometimes you just don't, like, a lot of other, like, I say little chatter and stuff like that. Like, what he said, like I said, the banter or whatever. It sounds good and everything, but to flip that, you got women who are the exact same way as men. And not every man is like that. Not every woman is like that either. But at a certain, like, I almost said a certain point, but when you're whole and complete, let's just say when you're whole and you're complete and you're kind of healed and over all the crap that you might already been through. It's really hard to, what's the word I'm looking for? It's really hard to, to allow somebody to come in for, with that kind of stuff. I'm going to say with that kind of stuff. With what he was saying, with what the girl was saying, to heal a man or all that stuff. I mean, most of the time, as women, we know what we see. We can paint a fuzzy picture, and say, well, this guy's a good guy. You know, he has good hair.
Thank you.
But then, what is the core of this guy? Mm-hmm. If you just want him for, you know, arm candy or whatever the case may be, and then you know this man is good and damaged. You know, but you're still like, but I think I can fix him. You know, there's something wrong with her. If you just want to fix, you know, I always want to fix a man. So she's got some damage probably too, or whoever, you know, some people have that, save a hoe or what is it? Captain Save a Hoe type thing. And what she's talking about is that type of person. And what he was talking about is somebody who comes in knowing that they jacked up and they just want, I think I can benefit from this particular person, you know, but I think most of the time those type of people have their own issues. Like if every woman that, I mean, I know I'm saying, shut up, Chris, you make me so sick. Referring back to what she was saying, about why the men date, come out knowing that they're broken or whatever. Like you said, most men don't know that they're broken. But some men who really know they're jacked up and they're still just out here call themselves able dating and stuff like that and are not doing the work, like you said. But we know every guy isn't like what he was saying. But there's some women who look for those type of guys. Needy men. I'm going to say needy men. Those men who are broken and need to be fixed and need all this other stuff. Just so they can say, I did this for Cleophas and, you know, and did this and did this and did this. And now look at him. He's a good guy.
But see, this is my thing. That's again why I'm saying he's pandering. Because you're saying that it's the woman who's seeking this. He's attributing the fault to the man. Oh, he knows that this is what he's doing.
Plotting.
That's pandering. That's saying, okay, my audience is predominantly women. I can't apply the blame to her because that would discourage my audience. Mm-hmm. I now have to apply the blame to the man. You have no responsibility, guest that's asking the question. It's the man's fault. That's what pandering is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She didn't know what pandering was. She barely could get the words out of
I was trying because my brain is starting to like really anyway.
You know tonight's a work night.
I know. Yeah.
Last night was a work night. Down. My brain is just like.
She's shutting down.
No, but that's, Larry, did you have any input on that?
Mm-mm. You didn't see him check out as the video was playing? He did this right here.
Oh, that's the national checkout sign.
Both hands. Face in both hands, just shaking his head.
Nah.
We doing this again, this boost.
Well, I can't. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To me, the idea is absurd to just think that, oh, I'm going to find some dude on YouTube with a platform that's going to give me the answers to what I've been doing wrong in my life. No.
No. Well, Ace got a big, I'm just saying that tonight's conversation got a big following or whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, they just have a lot of talking points. How about that? I'm going to move on. The next, what time
is it?
Okay. Move on to
the next. Did dentists do work? And it made me think, did God make left-handed people? Did God do that? I don't think God did that. And I don't think God would do that. I don't think God would make a clearly right-handed world and then just sprinkle a few lefties in there unless it was like, I had provided these to as entertainment for you because of the buffoonery with which they do simple everyday tasks. Or they're a scourge to our existence, and that's why they're here. Like, you can't sit next to one during dinner because elbows, they bump. So that's just one thing, all right? If you see how they write, and then they get the smudges on their hand because they drag their queer hands through the ink. And that's the mark of the beast that the Bible talks about. And that's how you know that's not natural. It's not what God intended. And my son just came out as left-handed. And it's disgusting, actually. It's gross to see. And I thought I'd always be super open-minded. Like, my kids can love who they love, identify how they want. And then I get a lefty? I was not ready for that. That was something I was not ready for. Hey, Dad, can you teach me how to play guitar? No. No, I can't. Because your arms do weird things. So, you know, am I thinking about electrotherapy? Yeah, because I know a guy who was gay and he did electrotherapy and he was still gay afterwards. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work on lefties. So we should try that. Pray it away. That's another one. You know, I've been doing that every day. So we'll see how that goes. It's just clearly not what God wanted. Kissing boys? Fine. Throwing like that? Get out of town. Not in my house.
What?
Not in my house. So, you know, if any of you know how to cure a child of left-handedness without going to jail, please DM me. I am, because I'm feeling very open-minded about it right now. I recently watched a left-handed dentist.
I thought that was very cute because I am left-handed, and I think that people think left-handed people are retarded. So.
I, too, am left-handed.
But that means we're in our right mind. Because
the reason I posted that was because last week I was, I was helping Tanya set up for the thing that she had at work this past weekend. I was in their office space, and like they have like little offices for like neurodivergency. Their offices are set up special. And then she handed me like some plain old scissors, and I'm like, "Really, y'all got these neurodivergent offices, but left hander still can't get a decent pair of scissors?
Where my left hander scissors at? With the green tape on it. Yeah.
It was rounded at the tips because y'all are afraid we're gonna poke ourselves in the eye or something. I don't even know. What? You remember lefty scissors?
Yes, they were
those
green.
Horrible they had the, things.
They had the green.
Right-handed people had pointy scissors. Our scissors was always. They, I think
yeah, people like, really be like,
we missed the paper.
Yeah. Left-handed people well, are special.
I guess us right-handed folk.
Y'all ain't nothing right about you. Ain't nothing right about you.
Let's see.
I don't know what this
see, I think
one
that
is.
Was like a higher level of comedy than the usual comedy post that I put it's in okay. the chat.
It's it better was. Than that other stuff you be putting
yeah,
in there.
It's better than the dude sitting in the car smoking talking. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
I
it's much better.
Them. Some of them are funny.
Yeah.
Very few of them are funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this one next because I don't know what that one is.
Okay.
Oh.
I've learned to say okay. Like I genuinely think it's my favorite word. Not sarcastically, not passively, but because I agree. Because I've realized something very simple. You will waste your energy, your time, your breath arguing with people who are committed to arguing back or misunderstanding you. So I say okay. That's what you think? Okay. That's how you want to see it? Okay. That's the decision you're making? Okay. That's the story you're sticking to? Okay. Not because I don't have a response, not because I don't see the flaws, but because I know exactly what kind of conversation this is about to become. Some people don't want clarity. They want friction. They're not listening to understand. They're listening to react, to defend, to stay right. And once you recognize that, continuing stops being productive. There was a time I believed that if I explained myself better, chose my words more carefully, or stayed calm long enough, things wouldn't land. But that's not true, because clarity doesn't matter to someone who doesn't want it. And you know what? I'd rather you get pissed at me for saying okay than keep arguing and turn it into a full-blown brawl with real consequences. My okay didn't damage anything. Maybe it bruised your ego a little. But my reaction, that would have done far more damage to both of us. And if someone is committed to misunderstanding you, they will do it cleanly. They'll ignore context. You know, they'll twist intent. They'll latch onto tone. And every time you engage, you feed the cycle. So I think saying okay isn't surrender. It's awareness. It's knowing when a conversation has no exit. And your energy is valuable. Your attention has limits. Your nervous system pays the bill for every unnecessary exchange. And some arguments are designed to drain you, not to solve anything. That doesn't mean words don't matter. They do. You know, you're responsible for what you say always. But you're not responsible for how far someone is willing to go to misunderstand you. And at some point, you stop trying to control narratives, you know, that were never yours. You stop correcting people who benefit from confusion. You say, okay, you know, not because you're weak, but because you chose the least destructive option. So yeah, I think peace isn't found in being right. It's found in knowing when the conversation is a dead end.
Yeah. Ding. Ding. I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
One.
I was going to say no. I go the other way on this.
Well, it's okay. So
okay,
typically, yeah, I do yeah, agree okay. with the statement, because I have, as you know, I've been trying to work on my communication style. You know, I've always historically been an engager, and just try to continue getting my point across. Mm-hmm. But as I've, my initial fix was okay. Was pretty much it. If I see that, you know, a discussion is going awry, I guess, it's just to shut it off and be like, okay. Mm-hmm. However, I think that there has to be a balance, because I started doing that, and there was a particular situation. I was discussing something with my son. And both of us we're passionate discussers. We will discuss things passionately. And I was just like, you know what? I in my head, I'm like, okay, I see where the discussion is going. I was like, you know what, bud? Okay. And he immediately checked me. He was like, Dad, he's like, I'm trying to have a discussion with you, and whenever you do that, it's telling me that you don't even value engaging with me and having the discussion. He's like, I ask you a question because I legitimately want to try to understand your opinion. He's like, please don't do that to me. And at that point, I was like,
but he told you he was trying to understand, but some people are, you know,
and that's
the difference.
Yeah, yeah. It's the point of it's, I guess it's a matter of just applying a blanket philosophy. It's kind of, you gotta hash it out, as opposed to.
True.
Just saying that, that's the move right there.
I have to disagree that it was a blanket, because he specifically said that someone who is intending, like their intention, is to disagree and to be difficult. So I don't know how much of a blanket.
Well, you don't. And this is and I applaud my son for being mature enough to convey that to me, because you don't know a person. You don't outwardly know a person's intention until they communicate that with you. Mm-hmm. And some people, if you just shut their conversation down with okay, might not be the type of person that'll be like, I really am trying to understand. Don't just shut it down. Mm-hmm. Some people might just be like, so unless you're dealing with someone who can communicate that to you, and that's why I say, because, again, you don't know a person's intent, so if you're just shutting it down with okay, if they don't communicate I'm really trying to understand, let's keep the dialogue going, and are just going to take your okay as that, you're kind of putting up a wall that unknowingly that you don't know about.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I see that.
I get that.
Wow. I'm going to skip down and do Larry's.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You ain't cursed. You ain't under attack. You just comfortable in your own damn dysfunction, and you don't want to get off the floor. Let me ask you this. Who exactly is holding you back, huh? The devil? Your mama? Your third grade teacher? Or maybe it's just you? Choosing the same cycle over and over again, like you addicted to being pitiful. You mad at everybody but won't change a damn thing. You protecting your peace but stay starting shit. You cut off toxic people, but somehow you still the common denominator. What the hell is that? You post quotes about growth, but the minute someone calls out your patterns, you cry, they're against me. Nah, baby. Ain't nobody against you. They just finally told you about yourself. Victimhood done became your personality. You got trauma? Yes, we all do. But yours done turned into a fucking altar you pray at every morning while your responsibilities rot. You ain't unlucky. You're undisciplined. You ain't overwhelmed. You're underdeveloped. You ain't haunted. You're held back by your own sorry-ass habits and selective-ass memory. You want forgiveness without correction. You want support without honesty. You want healing, but you only show up to therapy when it matches your excuses. Ain't that some shit? You say, why does this keep happening to me? I'll tell you why. Because you don't listen. Because you lie to yourself. Because deep down, you like the attention of being broken more than the accountability of being better. You ain't cursed, baby. You're just conveniently unavailable every time the truth knocks. So ask yourself this. Is life really against you? Or are you just scared of who you'd have to become if you stopped blaming everyone else? Oh, shit.
That's AI like granny that. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about that?
Yeah, there? I did that.
Look, you see what I'm saying? One.
Yeah, I did that. I sure did.
I like that. I mean
words, it's true. I know. I think it just hit home for me because it's like, I know people like that. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, at some point in time, you got to start riding that victim mentality and that victim shit. And it's just like, you know, I'm not a victim blamer, but at the same time, it's just like, hey, man, come on. You really be fucking up.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I used to fuck up too, but you know what? I quit fucking up. That's how I got to where I'm at.
So, it's the process.
So, I mean, you know, if you want to keep fucking up, you know.
And AI Granny said it over a smooth melodic tone so you could enjoy the words as she was reading the motherfuckers.
Why, what you think about that, buddy? Oh. He's
let
ready.
Me clear my throat.
Yeah, let's go.
Uh-oh, he said okay. He just said okay. Mm-hmm. Basically. Okay. We just talked about that now, didn't we? Bentley, stop that's beeping Bentley. That ball over there.
Oh, that's a toy.
And he dropped it, too.
I know. Okay. He I don't play with him like that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
Go get your ball, bro.
Okay, well, that's all one had to say. Chris chimed in, Larry chimed in. We're going to do this one, because I skipped over a couple of yours, because we stayed on some longer than usual.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this last one.
3 hours and 45 minutes.
3 hours?
We're pushing.
We're going.
2 hours.
Yeah, this is it. Last one.
No one will ever love you exactly how you want. Maybe your partner makes you coffee in the morning. Maybe they're the ones that make the bed. Maybe they're the one when you're on the road to check in with you and order something to your hotel room. Whatever it is, they're doing something and it's love. They may not say I love you. It may not look like I love you, but it is. And by the way, when you tell them, hey, you didn't get me this one thing or you didn't say this one thing, they're thinking, how did you miss all of the other things? And guess what? You discourage them from loving you. You don't encourage someone to love you by telling them you're disappointed. No one's going to give you more because you made them feel bad. People love you more when they see you noticed all the little things they did. And all of a sudden, they feel inspired to give you more.
Say that again, Jay.
Chime in.
Leave my dog alone. He's chiming in.
He's gonna have to see you
he
use
said
words.
It reminded him of squeaky balls.
Squeaky balls. Mm-mm-mm. Is everybody just gonna say okay on that one?
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay. Look. Okay. All right. Then.
One.
Go ahead.
No.
I'm already off of that. I would.
Oh, yeah. Carry on.
What is
I was going to say, I did the one that I think you sent it, Kim, about you don't get to tell. Oh, no, that was last week. Well, you don't get to tell people.
Oh, yeah, that was last week. Yeah.
I disagreed with that.
Okay.
So, okay, that last clip is a similar sentiment. Explain the why you disagree.
Because you do get to tell. I mean, you may not tell them specifically, you know, down to like minute details, but you do tell people how you want to be treated and how they can and can't treat you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is telling people how to treat you. And you do get to tell people if they're doing something that is, you know, that you don't like or just isn't right. You know,
if every time I see you, I smack you in the head, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, hey, bro, we not going to do this. Mm-hmm. How is that not telling people how to treat you?
Well, I mean, I would think that you, I mean, technically, yes, you can. Yes. I mean, that's just like, yes, I can. Every time I see you, just walk up and pop you in the back of the head. Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, man, that's how I say hey. Mm-hmm. Technically, you can do anything you want to do. But I think how does it go over is more the thing. I mean, you can dictate how a person loves you. Yeah, air you quotes. Can do that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Air quotes. Yeah. I'm sorry. But if that's not the way the person is capable of showing it, I guess at that point, it's up to you to decide. Yeah, are you willing to accept
that
form of love?
Because what you're not going to do is walk up and smack me in the head every time you see me. That's what you're not going to do.
I know, but
can put your foot down and say, this is not acceptable.
I mean, because when you first meet somebody, though, you know what I'm saying? It's like you let them know that there's a certain level of expectation of how this relationship is going to go. That is telling somebody how to treat you. Now, in this recent one, it said love, but in the one last week, it said you don't get to tell people how to treat you. Mm-hmm. But it's like you have to. To me, that's like essential. You have to let people know, at least at the very least, set some boundaries. And we've talked about how that is a valuable thing.
Yeah. But I mean, and I agree with that. Yeah, you definitely can. And that's an early discussion. But I don't think that I still don't think that means the person is then obligated in turn to do it.
But it didn't say anything about that.
Right.
It didn't say anything about and expect them to do exactly what you say. It just says that you don't need to tell people.
That's implied. In statements like that, that's an implied statement.
That's what's assumed.
Yeah,
but you know what they say. Assumed. Okay, I lied. I want to do this last one because I want to know what y'all.
I have my mouth ready.
Is it funny?
For a show?
No, it's just a statistic. Like, cause I just want to know what y'all think.
No statistic.
Okay. Yeah, and this is it.
Three reasons for the most single women in the U.S.
Wait, could you start see, it back on?
Three reasons black women are the most single women in the U.S. You see, this isn't about desirability. And it isn't about value. And it definitely isn't about failure. It's about history, structure, and imbalance, not worth. Now, one, there's a documented marriage gap according to the U.S. Census and CDC data. About 30 to 33% of black women are married, compared to roughly 55% of white women and 60% of Asian women. That gap isn't random. It reflects access, economics, and demographics, not desire for partnership. Being single doesn't mean unwanted. It often means options are limited. And two, mass incarceration and mortality reduce available partners. Black men are incarcerated at 5 to 6 times the rate of white men. Additional black men face higher rates of premature death due to violence, health disparities, and limited health care access. That creates a numerical imbalance, fewer eligible partners in the same age and community range. This isn't a dating issue. It is a societal one. Three, black women are among the most educated and self-sufficient groups over the last decade. Black women have become one of the fastest growing groups in higher education. Education and independence are strengths, but they can also narrow the dating pool when cultural expectations, ego, or economic gaps come into play. Strong women don't repel men, but insecure systems often don't know how to support them. Listen, being single doesn't mean something is wrong with black women. It means they are navigating a landscape shaped by history, inequality, and imbalance while still rising. Black women aren't too much. They're often carrying more with less. Less structural support. And the truth is, this singleness is not a reflection of worth. It's a reflection of context. When systems change, opportunities change. But the value was never in question. And that's real. Three reasons black women, single women.
I've noticed something.
What?
You are so freaking impatient with that phone. You tap it twice before it even realizes the first tap. And then you wonder why it don't act right. It don't act right because you don't give it a chance to act right.
No, it's supposed to go when I push the button.
And that's why it does.
And it does. But you don't give it enough chance. You don't give it the time to respond.
I'm working on that.
Good gracious. Yeah, that was garbage. Yeah.
Aww.
That's just my opinion. I mean, yeah, that was just garbage. I mean, to me, that was like a victim mentality. Was he pandering? One, I think that's a fair shake. I think that's a fair statement
to say that there were some pander statements.
There was some pander, but
there was some accurate information.
Some accurate stuff.
I mean, but yes. I mean, but to me, it's more like a victim mentality because I hate to hear people talk about, oh, well, black men are incarcerated. All right, yeah, they are incarcerated at a bigger rate. But you know what? They probably also doing shit at a bigger rate, too.
But that's not the discussion. I mean, he's stating that's one of the, and statistically, why there are fewer. Yeah.
Well, that's just one of the things that kind of turned me off to it. And, you know, I do agree that, it doesn't mean that they're broken or whatever, but to me, he went too far about other stuff instead of keeping the main point the main point. I'll put it that way. But I mean, yeah, I understand that, I do agree that black women are working with the pool,
Terrible.
It's garbage. I've heard people say the dating pool got piss in it. So
it's got piss and poop.
Piss and poop.
Piss and poop.
You need to get out the toilet.
Go to a regular pool. Not your toilet, girl.
That is the dating pool. Oh, dating pool is the toilet. What do you think, Chris? What's your chime in?
I mean
it's like, okay.
I mean, I agree with both of y'all. Shit. I mean, black women are strong. Okay, that's a given. And a lot of the women nowadays are more self-sufficient. Because they've been doing it by themselves for so long.
We ain't working with a lot. We ain't got a lot.
Okay, Juan.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
There he go.
So while I agree that the statistics he gave, accurate.
Yeah.
I don't think that removes some of because I think he kind of quoted statistics to absolve ladies of some responsibility. And I think there is some responsibility to be had on y'all's part. Because you can't fight statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically speaking, just in general, all races, there are more women on the planet than men. Okay, so now to take a smaller subset, black men, because I'm assuming we're talking black women dating black men.
That's what we're talking about. Nothing else.
Black men are incarcerated at a higher rate, so your dating pool has shrunk. Mm-hmm.
tremendously.
That's an accurate assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're fishing in a smaller pool, you kind of might need to improve the bait that you're using. All guys ain't trying to hear about all your degrees and the business that you run. And granted, that makes you a wonderful sister, and ain't nobody hating on that. But I don't want to, because I have ladies that I like. I have ladies that I love in my life. I don't want to insult any of those ladies.
You can't insult them unless you say their names. Because if honestly, you say my name, I'm going to smack you. And if you look over here, you know I'm going to smack you.
I think that a lot of our sisters wear their achievements and I think a lot of them kind of show their battle wounds. Because I mean, you know, I understand that women have, you know, it's a struggle. I mean, I ain't gonna say I understand because I ain't a woman, but I'm sure it's hard, you know, doing the things that y'all do. It's not easy work, but if I'm trying to date you, I ain't wanting to date a soldier. I don't need Sister Soldier. I think a lot of women wear their battle wounds as their exterior, as opposed to just being confident in what they've achieved and allowing themselves to be soft. They wear that armor like it's a badge of honor, and expect that guys are supposed to be the ones that allow them to be soft. You see those air quotes?
I don't care about your air quotes, Juan.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, that's all I got.
And I just did that because he pulled it out. He was struggling. He was struggling to come up with a way to smooth that over like some Skippy peanut butter. You know what I'm saying?
And I wasn't going to sign out on it. I wasn't going to just... I wasn't going to do this one.
I can see. Because look, he glistening. This dude is sweating up in here. But, you know, but I, yeah, he was under pressure. And he pulled it off smooth and you know...
I was just going to sit back and...
Hey, he calmed them seas with a wave of his hand.
What? Parted it.
And then he backed out gracefully.
Well, I'm calling bull crap on all that. I'm just... No, I mean, you know, I don't think he pulled the statistics to negate anybody's responsibility, like to make anyone less accountable. I don't think so. I mean, you know, because he didn't. Listen, I don't. I mean,
I didn't hear a ladies, you bear some responsibility statement. I didn't hear any of that in his statement.
Well, he did. Statement. But he was just doing his little portion of the statistics and just saying that we don't have a big variety, you know. And about being a soldier, you want to date a soldier.
No, not wanting.
Wanting to date a soldier. It's hard to find that happy medium, I think, in a person sometimes. So either you're going to find somebody that's downtrodden, or you're going to find somebody who is a soldier or just like that strong person. So I think you just, you know, pick and choose what you want. If you want the downtrodden, you know.
What are you saying, downtrodden?
I mean, you know, I say, when
nobody
I say.
Nobody wants somebody that's downtrodden. When, ain't nobody want a slave. Say,
it's hard to find just, that happy medium. It's hard to find that happy medium most of the time with a black woman, because most of the time either they're defeated or they're just like a strong woman.
But that's the thing. You can.
It's hard.
I don't think strength has to be worn externally. That's what I'm saying. You can be strong. No one's saying not to be a strong black woman, but I don't think a lot of black women try to wear that strength as an exoskeleton. It's on the outside. And you got to tell, nigga, I don't need you. That's external strength. You can know that you don't need a man on the inside and shut your mouth.
I mean, well,
And see, my thing is that too is being verbal is being verbal. But I don't think,
and that's what I'm saying. And for me, I think that's why,
you know,
for me, that's more the reason a lot of black women are single is because you can, I think you can look at other cultures, because I believe that being a woman is hard in all cultures. I think that in other cultures, you can see strong women that don't necessarily have to be like, I don't need you. I don't need you.
Why you have to do the Asian?
American woman.
Why you have to use an Asian woman?
I think that that's something that's unique to, I'm not even going to say just, I think that's something that's unique to American women, because I think even Caucasian American women are starting to be more externally strong. I mean, because I don't think a lot of our grandmothers, and yeah, our grandmothers, because our grandmothers are older, I don't think that those were weak women. I think those were very strong women, but I don't think they wore their strength externally. I think that was internal.
It was a calm, strength.
Quiet mm-hmm. strength. I think that's an art that's been lost on modern women in general. Okay. How to be strong, but
quiet.
I'm not. You can talk. I'm not saying
okay.
Though.
We can talk.
But
okay.
I'm just saying. I mean,
you
know exactly what I'm talking about when I'm saying the external strength. I mean, because a lot of women are gonna, yeah, it's the external strength. Nobody needs that.
Give us an example. No, I'm just.
I thought I just gave the example. I mean, I think a lot of women will outwardly say, "I don't need you. I can do this stuff by myself." Nobody wants to hear that crap. Cool, do it by yourself then. Right? If you can do it by yourself, you don't need me. Be single. Enjoy your life. Peace out.
Oh, mercy. Well, thank you for that, Juan. We appreciate your insight. Yeah.
Is that my Juan Samuels moment?
Yeah. There you go. He had it. Anyways, Chris, you have anything to say about that?
I said what I had to say.
Nah,
that nigga over there, the only one that's silly enough to say something.
No, I'm good.
Well, to put all that in a little nutshell, this concludes our week. On behalf of just 1% of the single woman in America, I'm gonna learn to be quiet.
Bullshit.
Use a silent
bullshit.
Strength. Of just nodding my head and being more demure or whatever.
You say manure.
No, your breath smells like manure. I'm going to be more demure. Demure. I think that's the proper way to say it. Anyway,
I like Demi Moore too.
I do too. She makes good movies.
Yeah. Oh, thank you guys for supporting. You're so stupid. Thank you guys for supporting us. We hope y'all have a great week. Check us out on anywhere you can.
Don't stop anywhere you get your podcast,
yeah,
or you can get us on or follow us on Instagram. Please follow us on Instagram,
please,
at 3SGPod, or you can also get the podcast directly from our website, 3sgpod.gray8fam.com. That's 3sgpod.gray8fam.com.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Bye.